Thanks. Today, I want to turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 5. I'll read it with you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ, God in Christ Jesus for you. Let me read that again. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, today my message is going to be on Thanksgiving, because yesterday we had the Thanksgiving banquet. And America, we celebrate Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday of November. And it's a holiday that originated from when, thank you, AJ. When the pilgrims, or the people that moved from England is awesome, by the way, England to America, they landed, you know, on Plymouth Rock. This is part of American history. And they had a very tough first couple of years. You know, imagine you are moving, you and your family and the people that you travel with move to a new continent where there's no one, you know, nothing, no one there. You don't never seen the land. You don't know what grows there. You don't know what the weather is like. All of a sudden, you start living there. And they had a very tough time. But the first Thanksgiving was when they first had a harvest, a bountiful harvest, and they were able to thank God for what they what God was able to do in their lives. Out of the ground, they were able to grow vegetables and hunt turkey, delicious turkey. And them and the Native Americans at the time, they came together and they shared a meal, and that became the first Thanksgiving. That's what I learned in elementary school as Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving all around the world, the concept, it's found in a lot of places all throughout the world. It's similar to the August Moon Festival in China. If there's any Chinese people here. In Vietnam, they have the Tet Trung Thu. I butchered that. And it's a Thanksgiving celebration that they have. The Jews have the Sukkot. The Kwanzaa is in Africa. Pongal is in India, and here in Korea we celebrate what? Chuseok, right? Chuseok. We celebrated that recently. Brazil actually has a similar Thanksgiving as America. This, and I found this online, but there was one of the ambassadors in America in Brazil. A Brazilian ambassador was invited to Washington D.C. and he enjoyed American Thanksgiving so much that there's a part of Brazil that actually celebrates like Thanksgiving that's similar to America. But all when you look at all of these celebrations, there's one thing that they have in common. Okay, the festivities are different, the rituals are different, the dates are different, but behind it, everything is a thankful heart, thanking someone or something for a fruitful harvest. To a certain degree, the world knows how to give Thanksgiving. The world knows how to be thankful. But what I notice about Thanksgiving, we talk a lot about the things that we have, okay? About the people that we have, the things we have, the blessings that we receive. And I want you to know that these are not bad. We need to be thankful of everything that we have. I'm very thankful of Ethan. I'm very thankful that I have a son. He's amazing. He cracks me up. I'm very thankful for my wife. Sometimes, not all the time. I love her. I'm thankful for this community. I love all of you guys. It's such a blessing to lead this church. I'm thankful for my smoker, where I made my turkey yesterday. Two of my turkeys. It's great. I'm thankful for my PS4. I'm thankful for my car and our apartment. There's many things in my life that I'm very thankful for. And that's how the world gives thanks, and it's good. We should be thankful for the things that we have in our lives. But gratitude for what we have is not where our thanksgiving ends. To us, the biblical understanding of Thanksgiving is so much more than that. Thanksgiving isn't about things we have, because that can't be the focus of our Thanksgiving. Not even the things that we receive from God can be the focus of our Thanksgiving, because giving thanks to God for what He has given us isn't about paying Him back. We can't pay back God with our thanks. It's impossible. He's not up in heaven going, "Oh my me. I can't believe that they didn't thank me. I give them a fantastic Thanksgiving. I can't believe they didn't thank me. God's not up in heaven like craving our thanks, needing our gratitude. Thanksgiving has very little to do with what we have been given, but everything to do with the giver. Thanksgiving is something that God instituted over us, not to get a thank you for all the things that we're given, but more to position the receiver, which is us, to relate and understand the giver. And it's more for us than him. Giving thanks is so that we position our heart to understand the giver. It's not so much about thank you for this, and it's more about thank you. Because that you part, that will transform our lives. We need to have a fresh understanding of Thanksgiving. All of us, including me. Because whenever I feel like I'm giving thanks, I give thanks when I get something good. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, my Bible, thank you so much. Or oh, I had such a great time. Thank you so much. We had such a... But it's never... It, for me, a lot of times, it just ends with that. You know, Ethan, we taught him to say thank you early on. And he said, thank you. But to him, it's just words that he says after he receives something. And I give him a vitamin. He has these little children's vitamins, and he loves them. I break it in half. I give it to him. He goes, thank you, Appa. I give him the other one, thank you, Appa. And then he just focuses on the vitamin. Ah. And we have these fish and turtles. I bought him these fish and turtles. Every morning he would wake me up and go, kobuki mama, basically means like turtle food. And then murkogi mama, which means fish food, right? He wants to feed the fish. And so I go and take him and I put a little bit of the fish in the cup. And then he goes, thank you, Appa. And I put a little of the fish food and the turtle food. And he goes, thank you, Appa. But then right after that, he just focuses on the fish and the turtle. That's all he... I could be in another room. He doesn't care. A lot of times, that's what we do with God regarding Thanksgiving. But true Thanksgiving isn't just about acknowledging something given and saying thank you, but there should be a tangible turning and a seeking of our hearts to see God. And not just acknowledge Him, but to put trust and faith in Him. The real focus of our heart is to be on the giver. And allowing our focus on Him to change us. When we focus our hearts on Him out of gratitude, it changes us. True thanksgiving can only come from an overflow of love for Him. Not just the blessing. And that, because that can't, that the blessing itself cannot be the focus. But it can only come from us being in relationship with our God. Now, when you look at it, even salvation, you know, we as Christian, salvation is so important, but even salvation isn't the end. It's just a ticket to heaven. But the end result of salvation is for us to have a true love relationship with God. That is the end of salvation. But a lot of times we just end it at salvation. I get to go to heaven. But we don't realize that that is not why God saved us. God saved us for relationship. Into eternity. And that relationship needs to be our focus. True thanksgiving starts from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because only when we understand the true love of God through His Son can we truly have a heart of thanksgiving instead of just giving Him thank yous. And the true thanksgiving is an agent of transformation. I believe that when you are truly thankful to God from the bottom and the depths of your heart, and you connect with Him, it changes us. It transforms us. That's why there's so many verses in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, that talks about thanksgiving. We just read it, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Ephesians 5:20, give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Philippians 4:6, this is one of my favorite verses. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. That's Colossians 4:2. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Romans 1:21, for although they knew God, they did not honor Him or gave thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. You know, when you look at these verses, the focus is God. Oh, give thanks for this. And David prays, no, to the Lord. For this? No, for He is good. For that? No, for His steadfast love endures forever. True thanksgiving, the focus has to be on the giver. The focus of our thanksgiving is Him, and it leads to worship. Today I want to talk to you guys about true thanksgiving, the one that turns our heart focus on the giver. Living a life like that, it's going to transform your life. It's going to change your life. Number one, true thanksgiving keeps us humble, but more than that, it fights entitlement. Everybody say entitlement. Because the opposite of thanksgiving is entitlement. When we stop living a life of true thanksgiving, where we acknowledge Him from which all blessings flow, His goodness, His love, our hearts connected to Him and who He is, and we rejoice in thanksgiving from experiencing Him. Okay? When we stop living in this way, we get entitled. How come I'm not getting married? Lydia's getting married. How come I'm not getting married? How come I don't have a cool university job and get 4 months off like Quentin? Let me tell you, entitlement is going to kill faith. Yeah. And it kills the grace that flows into your life, which comes through thanksgiving. I'm going to give you an analogy. You remember analogies? SAT? I don't know, we had a lot of analogies when I took the SATs a long time ago. But entitlement is to grumbling as thanksgiving is to grace. Because entitlement, the fruit of that is going to be grumbling. Grumbling that flows from our own perspective. Whenever we grumble, it's from our own perspective. It's not from faith. It's not from our perspective of God. It's from our own perspective. And it's the perspective of our flesh. But thanksgiving, what flows from that is a grace. Grace that flows from God's perspective. And that perspective is of faith. And the sin in all of this, of entitlement, is pride. It's like, well, I'm entitled, but that's not a sin. Yeah, but pride is. And pride will creep up on you. When you stop living a life of thanksgiving, and you start to think, have all of this entitlement in your life, we live in a society where our world is becoming more and more entitled. So many young people. So just the culture alone is like, they just feel like they're entitled. But what it's going to lead to is pride. And in Proverbs 16:8, it says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And we overcome this through a life of thanksgiving. Number two, true thanksgiving helps you to know God and His character more. Romans 1:21-23, we read this earlier. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, birds, and animals, and creeping things. Paul's saying, when you don't honor God and with true thanksgiving, you lose sight of God. Your hearts get darkened to who He is. But when you find yourself walking in true thanksgiving, you learn more about who He is. You understand His character because you're connected to Him. You know He is good, but you learn more of His goodness because you're connected with Him. You experience His goodness. You understand His character. Some of you guys may know that, you know, when I was young in America, I did a lot of stupid things. And I talk about this a lot in my sermons. I'm going to do it again today. But you know, after college, I just did a lot of horrible things. And I did a lot of horrible things to my parents. I was on drugs. I was running around doing crazy things. And I would steal from my parents. I would fight with my parents physically and do a lot of just very, very horrendous stuff. And then I went to prison for a long time, for about 4 years. And I remember the first time I went in, I was in the back of my mind, I didn't really expect my parents to forgive me. It wasn't even something that I wanted. Because in the back of my mind, I realized, man, I did such horrible things to my parents. Even if they didn't, like help me in whatever ways, I mean, I deserve that. That's something that I deserve. So in my mind, I didn't expect much from my parents. But when I went to prison, and I remember when you're in prison, your family can visit you, right? They can visit you. And I was in a low-level prison, so you can actually sit in picnic benches with your family. They can buy you like food from your vending machine, like chicken nuggets and chicken wings. And they can even buy you cigarettes and whatnot, right? And I remember the first day that my parents came to visit me, I came with my sister, my dad, and my mom. They came and then they brought they bought everything in the vending machine. And we sat down and they were like so loving towards me, and they were asking me all this question. And in the back of my mind, I was like, "How can you do this? Like, how can you, after what I've done to you, how can you love me like this?" But at that moment, I got a better understanding of my parents' character. When that true Thanksgiving, I wasn't like, "Oh, thank you for the nuggets. These are great, by the way. Thank you for the cigarettes that you bought me." But more than anything, I had a gratitude in my heart that connected my heart to my parents, and I was able to understand their heart and their character so much more because I had this overwhelming gratitude towards them. But when I meditate on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when I really meditate what kind of love it took to deliver me from sin and death, how bad our situation was, and how good were we to the place where we were led to, I find myself in true thanksgiving. And it's amazing. And my heart goes to Him, and I experience His goodness more, and His love more, and His mercy and grace more. And I understand more of His character, and it becomes real to me as I truly have a heart of thanksgiving. The reason why God, there's so many verses telling us, be thankful, because it positions our hearts to face God. That is true thanksgiving. That would transform and change your life. Number three, true thanksgiving gives us the right perspective. It acknowledges that it's Him, and it's not just me. He is in control. It's faith in Him. I talked about it earlier. As you walk in Thanksgiving, you start to have a perspective of faith. I love being campus pastor because I am not qualified to do any of this. Thanksgiving banquet yesterday, I didn't know what I was doing. The first time I ever made a turkey in my life. Mina kept saying, "It's because I prayed. She prayed all week last week. The food will be good." Like every day, it's like, "I prayed for the turkey." And last night, I went home really late. I was working on this sermon, and I wasn't stressed because I knew it's not me, it's God. And I'm not saying that we're not supposed to be diligent. We're not supposed to walk out in excellence. But at the end of the day, I thank Him because it's Him. I thank Him because He allows us to share in His glory. Let me tell you, the minute I start to say, "Man, that was all me," and I start getting puffed with pride, that road will lead to entitlement, complaining, and it leads to discouragement. Romans 1:21, "For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or gave thanks to Him, but they became," what? "Futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." When all of your faith is in you, and what you can do, it ends in futility. It ends in frustration. When things don't go right, you get frustrated. And you end up like Denzel in Training Day. Remember that? I'm King Kong! You don't know me! But that's how we feel when we get, when we have that pride, and when we're like walking in that place where we think that it's all us, we end up, when things go bad, we get so frustrated. We get so frustrated. Our minds get darkened. It's frustration and anxiousness. And you know what? It doesn't feel right. There's times in the middle of the day where I'll be doing church stuff and I get so frustrated. I'm like, oh, and Amina will come. I'm like, you don't know what I'm doing, dealing with right now. And then I'll think about it and then God will say, you're being foolish right now. I realized, man, I had put everything on myself. It's like, I'm doing this. I got to get this together. It's me. That kind of perspective is going to lead to pride and it's going to lead to futility in your mind. Or you get all prideful when things go right. And you lose your perspective. You don't see the world right. You don't see your circumstances right. And your decisions right. But you're walking in true thanksgiving from the knowledge of who He is and His role in your life, His character, His goodness, His love, and what He has done and what He will do, you live with the right perspective. You see the world through the eyes of faith. You see your You see your circumstances through the eyes of faith. You have right perspective. A thankfulness in your heart gives you a right perspective. Gives you, you realize who is in control. You realize what all of this is for. And when things get tough, you're able to break out of that. Your circumstances don't need to change. But as you give thanks and you connect with Him, your heart changes. It gives you the right perspective. And my fourth point, and that right perspective leads to thanksgiving that fights fear and anxiety. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. When you have the right perspective that comes with a thankful spirit, it breaks off fear and anxiety. Because remember, it's not about being thankful for what you have, but thankful to Him. And you connect with Him, and as He gives you the genuine heart of thanksgiving, what rises up in you? Faith rises up in you. Thanksgiving always comes with prayer. It's not just looking up and you know, what did I write here? Oh yeah. It's not just about, like, you know, when you hit a home run, you're like, thick. That's not what thanksgiving is. Like when you get a three-pointer, you're like, that is not true thanksgiving. But thanksgiving comes with prayer. In the Bible, it's always coming with prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And you can't have true thanksgiving without prayer. And that kind of a prayer life, let me tell you, when you have a prayer life of thanksgiving without ceasing and in all circumstances, it builds faith in your life. And what conquers fear and anxiety isn't the processing in your mind of the issues and getting at this, the heart of the issues and trying to remove that fear. What breaks off fear and anxiety over your life is faith. Faith kills fear. When it's faith in God, it'll kill fear. When that faith comes from a genuine encounter of thanksgiving, it'll kill fear in your life. Because you know who He is. You know His character. And it fights fear and anxiety. You know, there's times where I'll get anxious and I'll feel like nervous. I wake up and I'm like, oh. I have this thing of anxiety. And when I pray to God, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is thank you. And it's not like thank you for this, thank you. It's like thank you because I'm connected to you. You know, and when you find that place, there's a peace that gets released. And it's that genuine thanksgiving. It's like, oh, thank you that I am not alone in this universe. Thank you that no matter how bad things can get, you're still with me. Thank you that no matter how crazy the circumstances are in my life, you're still connected to me and you're still loving me and you're still directing me and you're still shining your life upon me. And that right there starts to break off that anxiety and fear. Nothing changed in my circumstances. It's just my heart coming from gratitude, not just for a thing, but for Him. That'll change you. Next point, true thanksgiving is a choice. And it's because it's a choice because the way that God tells us to be thankful, sometimes it's not going to be easy or natural. Because what does He say? Be thankful when you get good things. That's what Ethan does right now. When he doesn't get it, he's like, "Wah!" He's gotten to a new level of crying where like he knows like it's fake crying. It's like, when he doesn't get his way, man, he cries. But when he gets, when I give him that vitamin, or when I give him his toy, or when I give him the fish food, he's like, oh, thank you, dad, thank you, papa. But for us, the way that God calls us to be thankful, it's not going to be easy all the time. And it's not going to be a natural thing. That's why it's a choice. It's not going to come with fuzzy feelings all the time. Yeah, it's easy to be thankful when you get what you want. But what if you don't? What if you don't get what you want? What if instead of a vitamin, you get poop on you? You get bird poop on you. One time I was on a field trip when I was young. I remember there was all these birds and they were flying. We're like, hey, look at the birds. And then my friend goes, in America, they call me Chin. He's like, oh, Chin got bird poop on his shirt. And I looked and it was like big old bird poop running down my shirt. Everybody's laughing at me. Oh, look at Chin. He got bird poop all over him. I was like, man, I didn't do nothing to receive the shame. All I did was just sit here. And say, ooh, look at the birds. Everybody started ridiculing me. Oh, look at you, you got bird poop on your shirt. Yeah, but sometimes you're not going to get vitamins and you're not going to get toys. Sometimes you just might get that bird poop on your shirt. But can you be thankful? Can you walk out in Thanksgiving? True Thanksgiving, the kind that God wants to establish us in, is not easy because it's all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And all is a very tough word. And it can only happen when the thanksgiving that we have is true. Where it's not focused on what we get, but on Him and who He is. Because when that connection is right with God, where you find yourself in that intimate place with Him, and that present in His presence, and your thanksgiving comes from you experiencing Him, not just experiencing a thing, but you experience Him. That's when giving thanks in all circumstances becomes easy. You look at Paul, man. Paul had a tough life. Dude was shipwrecked. He got beat up. One time he got beat up so much that they thought he was dead. Like, oh yeah, that Paul, he's dead, man. Let's leave him alone. And he's just... And he gets up, and he goes on doing the same thing that that got him into that situation in the first place. That dude was, he got so many bad things happen to him. But in the end, what does he do? He rejoices, and he's thankful. He finds thanksgiving in the fact that he got beat up. He finds thanksgiving in the fact that he's in prison. I was not thankful that I was in prison, by the way. I want my PS, back then it was PS2. But he's giving thanks when he's locked up. He's giving thanks when people ridicule him. He's giving thanks when he gets shipwrecked. Because his thanksgiving did not flow from what he got. But it flowed from a connection from a God that he knew loved him. And had everything planned for him. You want to see a life of true thanksgiving, You look at the life of Jesus. Because if anyone was allowed to feel entitled, it was Jesus. He's a son of God. He is God. He will always was and always will be. But he humbled himself and lived the life of thanksgiving, connected to the Father, giving thanks as he walked to the cross. The Bible says that who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. To him it was joy and was thanksgiving. True thanksgiving produces joy. There was a secular study done recently about gratitude and happiness. It wasn't like a Christian thing. It was a scientific thing. They interviewed people and they researched what happens to the human heart and body when people live a life of gratitude. And it says scientific evidence is conclusive when it comes to mood, outlook, and health. Happy people live up to 10 years longer than unhappy people, and optimists have a 77% lower risk of heart disease than pessimists. And it goes on, and this study says that when you live a life of gratitude, it promotes savoring of positive life experiences, bolsters set worth and self-esteem, helps people cope with stress and trauma, encourages caring acts and moral behavior, helps build social bonds, strengthens existing relationships, and nurtures new relationships, inhibits harmful comparisons, diminishes or deters negative feelings such as anger, bitterness, and greed, thwarts hedonistic adaptations, I don't know what that is, or the ability to adjust your set point to positive new circumstances so that we don't appreciate the new circumstances and it has little effect on our overall health or happiness. Yeah. This is all from just a people that live a life of thanksgiving, of gratitude. And these secular studies are proving that the Bible has what the Bible has been saying all along. Living a life of thanksgiving produces joy in your life. True joy that comes from faith. That's the power of true thanksgiving. And I'll close with this. All of this is not a suggestion. For you believers in here, it's not a suggestion. It's His will. It's a command. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's not just helpful steps to get a good life. It's not just ways to improve your outlook. It's not just ways to make you feel better about yourself. But it is the will of God for your life to be thankful. And if you want to be in the perfect will of God, one of the ways that you're going to do it is to live a life of true thanksgiving. You know, God wants to mature some of us to a level of mature thanksgiving. So that it's not just the way that we were when we were young. When we're young, we're thankful. We're thankful when our parents get us that Nintendo game. We're thankful when your parents get you a pet. But there's times where your parents will meme you. My dad used to be like, "What? Pick up anything. Discipline me." And I was not thankful. But you know what? God is, as you mature in Christ, as you grow in relationship with Him, He's going to use thanksgiving in your life. He's going to use your thankful heart to sharpen you and hone you to a place where your outlook on life, your outlook on your ministry, your outlook in perspective and everything that you do flows through faith. And that faith comes from a grace that comes from thanksgiving. And I want us to close our eyes. I just want to go into a time to respond to this. I want you guys to exercise this message right now. And I want you guys to position your heart in a place of thanksgiving. And usually when we do this, we go around and we ask people, what are you thankful for? And we usually talk about family, our jobs, our friends. And this is good. We need to be thankful in this way. Right now, I want us to turn our gratitude and our thankfulness to the source of all our blessing. I want you to turn your heart to God and not be thankful for, but be thankful to. Be thankful to Him. Experience His character. Experience His love. Experience who He is. I want you guys to just quietly spend a minute or two just experiencing that thanksgiving in your heart. Who is He to you? What has He saved you from? How is He with you? Right now, I want to pray for some people. Some of you guys are having some tough circumstances. And as you look at your circumstances, it's hard for you to be thankful. It's like a bird poop on your shirt. And you just look at that and you're like, I did nothing to receive this shame. And some of you guys might have these situations in your life, and I want to pray for you. If you feel an area in your life, area of contention, and it's just hard to give thanks to, why don't you just raise your hand? And as you take that situation, I want you to, in your heart, start thanking God for it. It's going to seem unnatural. It's going to seem foreign to you. Start thanking God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Say, thank You that You are with me in this. Thank You that in this, through this, You will glorify Yourself. Thank You that even in this, You are with me. And I'll pray right now, Lord, I pray for every single person that has their hands up. I just pray for a true heart of thanksgiving to rise up in them. That no matter what their situations are, no matter what struggles they are, God, I pray that they will have a thanksgiving that is connected to Your heart, Lord. And that as they contend for You, and as they seek You, and as they go after You, Lord, that they truly will be able to give thanks in all circumstances. Father God, I pray for every single person in here today. I pray that You will help us to be people of thanksgiving. Not just in November, but every day of our lives. Every day, as You've commanded us in all circumstances, continually. And that as we live a life of thanksgiving, as we live truly being grateful in our hearts for who You are in us, we believe that You will transform us. That You will make us more like Jesus. I pray, Lord, that You will continue to teach us to be thankful in all circumstances. Pray that You will raise up the faith in this room for us to see situations through the eyes of faith. To see our circumstances through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes and the heart of thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this thing that you've given us, this a life of thanksgiving. Gratitude and thankfulness to you that will truly will transform us day by day. We thank you, we love you, we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's all stand up. Let's close with a closing song.